today on Codebin Radio.
Hey, everybody. It's time for Codepen Radio. This is episode number 285. And this week, we're going to be talking about a new image format that we are able to accommodate for our asset hosting. It's something that's so brand new that I don't even know how to pronounce it. but we're gonna find our way there. I'm Marie Mosley. I'm the support lead here at Codepen. And with me today to talk about this mysterious new thing is one of our engineers, Stephen Shaw. Hey, Stephen.
Hey, everybody.
So Stephen has been dedicated to the world of our asset hosting this year. You have pushed out some really cool new updates. And in previous episodes, if you've been listening this year, first of all, thank you for listening to the show. But also, you probably know that Stephen has been doing a ton of stuff for our asset hosting. And one of the cool new things that he just did was add support for this new image format, which we spent a little time thinking about how you pronounce it. It's AVIF. I think AVIF is how you should say it. I think that sounds cool. Yeah. But then there's also AVIF, or you could spell it out. So,
yeah, you know, I don't know where to land on that. I haven't heard anybody else actually say it yet. You know, you're just reading about it all across the internet. There's so many words like that. You know, were you kind of a bookworm as a kid?
Oh, yes.
Yep. Yeah. There were so many words. I would read them all the time in books. I would know what they meant, but I'd never heard them out loud. And so when it came time to actually like say them, I was so timid about it. I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. I know. You'd have some, like I would have goofy pronunciations all the time. So,
yeah.
But you know what? You just shed that fear and say things however you want to.
AVIF. Sounds good to me. AVIF.
Yeah. So what the heck is it? I need to know because I know that we support it now and I think that's great and exciting. It's also really cool to see something get announced and then we are supporting it right away, which I mean, the lead time between it becoming a thing and us having it was very short. So that was exciting.
Yeah. So like it's just the latest version of Chrome that added support. Let me see what the version of Chrome is. Chrome 85.0.4183.102 or whatever. just added like the non-feature flag support for it, AVIF. And it's just kind of a newer image format. It's not like brand new because all these image formats kind of stew in the oven for a while to build up support and, you know, iron out all the bugs and that kind of stuff. But yeah, it's now supported in Chrome. It's available in Firefox behind a feature flag. And it's just kind of created a buzz on the internet over the past week or two. Including an article by Jake Archibald that has some really great examples. We'll have that linked in there, but it really showcases the benefits of AVIF compared to a lot of other image formats and various compression levels and all that. So I guess kind of the main advantage of it is, you know, better perceived quality at low file sizes. It really takes some playing around in my experience to get like a really solid benefit out of it. And it's best on like an uncompressed original image. So like if you're trying to do this with one of your CodePen assets, like a PNG or something like that is usually better than a JPEG, like the JPEG like compression artifacts mess with it a little bit. But whenever you like play with the quality slider, you can actually, I've struggled like getting a bad look from it, like lowering the quality down. You can definitely tell that like detail is being lost, but it still has that just like perceptual good quality. And so that's one of the, kind of the big advantages over like a lot of the other image formats, like where you start lowering the quality, like it just, it starts becoming a blob or, you know, you can't even really tell what it is if you ever have done JPEG at like a really, really low quality.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like all these blocks
you
everywhere.
Start deep frying it. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty bad. But
yeah.
AVIF is a lot better about that. And, you know, even without like lowering the quality, like you can still see some pretty massive file size drops in my experience.
Well, that's really valuable. I mean, anytime you can keep a good looking photo going out and reduce the size of it, you're saving everybody who looks at it, you know, potentially saving them data, saving them time getting the page loading. And I mean, it's just a nice thing to do for the people who will be visiting your site.
Yeah. And with modern HTML, you know, you've got the picture element where you can serve multiple versions of the same same image or different sizes of the image and all that. You can actually, you know, serve AVIF in the same way so that only supporting browsers will use it, and they'll gain those savings. And then other browsers can, you know, fall back to WebP or JPEG or a PNG or whatever, so that you can support the multitude of browsers out there that support various image types and still get, you know, a large savings for most users.
That's cool. Yeah. And so, WebP, like, I know that, like, the big story about this AVIF came from the Chrome team, but that's not actually their thing. Like, WebP is the Chrome
yeah,
image format?
It's at least maintained by Google now. I don't know that they, like, originated it, but they've just kind of been the purveyors of it, and they have really been pushing it. But, yeah, AVIF is based off of, like, a video compression format, and it's all like open licensing, and like you know, that's traditionally been a big issue with compression formats, is they're all like proprietary and you've got to have some kind of license, like DIV back in the day, and MP4 I think even has some various restrictions, like the H.264 whatever, the different codecs and all that have various license restrictions that people have to abide by. So like if you're developing an open source browser like Firefox or whatever, that can be difficult to get the license for and like pay for all of that. And so with an open image format, or an open compression format like AVIF, that's just really easy to get implemented and not have to worry about all that other licensing issue.
Nice. Oh, that's interesting. I had no idea about that, but that explains a lot.
Yeah, it's been an issue like in the past a lot more. I think we're starting to come out of that a little bit. But yeah, that's been a struggle for the web. Like JPEG 2000, I think, kind of suffered under that.
Wow.
There wasn't enough of a benefit for like the cost of the licensing of it, and so it just never really caught on, something like that. I don't know.
It's nice to put things like that in the past, that's for sure.
Yeah. I'm sure there'll be more proprietary formats out there and all that. But yeah, AVIF is at least free to use and has some nice advantages.
Yeah, definitely. I was looking at a demo that you put together that was demonstrating the AVIF compression, and I mean, I can't see a difference here. These pictures all look the same to me.
Yeah, if you're looking at them full size and like comparing them directly, like if you open the same image in multiple tabs and kind of clicking back and forth between them, you really can't see much of like a loss unless you really lower that quality slider down. But I'm the example that that Marie's talking about is this image from Jake Archibald's article where it's just an F1 race car zooming by, and I've got the original like uncompressed PNG version of it that's like 2 megabytes, and then I'm comparing that with a WebP version, which takes like a quarter off of it, mm-hmm. down to like 1.5 megabytes, and then the AVIF, like full quality, all that is down to like a quarter.
Yeah, so about, it's so about much 200. Smaller. Yeah. And I see no difference at all. I think the human eye perhaps wouldn't really perceive these differences here, you know?
Yeah. And now you could probably get a relatively similar result with JPEG, like, you know, JPEG high-ish quality, full size. You can probably get around, you know, maybe 400 for the same image, mm-hmm. But you're still saving quite a bit on the AVIF conversion.
This episode of Code Pen Radio is brought to you in part by Jetpack, the super-powered plugin for your self-hosted WordPress site. You know, one of the features of Jetpack that I really like and have used for a long time is their social media integration features. So, for example, I use it on CSS Tricks for when we publish blog posts. So you can go into your Jetpack settings and then connect it to social media services like Twitter, like Facebook, like Tumblr. There's some others in there, LinkedIn. And then once those are connected, then when you're publishing a blog post, you can flip on toggles to say, automatically send this post to those social networks when I hit publish. And I absolutely do that because it means that I don't have to manually do it because we have accounts on those services for it. That's what they're for. People want to see that on your social networks for the site, you know? So I love it. And it's even better than you think, I think, because so, you know, we use featured images too. I think that's a nice feature of WordPress is that you can upload an image. You can upload images anywhere in the content, but you can upload one particular image that is like the image for that. And that works across lots of other WordPress stuff. Like it's the image that shows up in the meta tags that are important for that. And it shows up in search results that way. Anyway, I just like the featured image. That's the featured image for social media too. So you can add that. And they just improved this again, where now you can also preview what it looks like too. So it'll show you exactly what like a Twitter card is and what it looks like in Google or what it looks like when you've posted to Facebook. So you can get it right before you send it. And you can customize the message for each of those too, because it's, you know, different platforms have slightly different feel to them and what's available to you and what you want to write. So it's not, you don't have to do that. It can just automatically tweet it and, you know, you just get what you get, the title and the link, or you can write your own message, which is kind of the nice way to go. So it's a pretty nice feature of Jetpack. Check it out.
But it's something you have to play around with. And that's one thing Jake's article is really good at. It's got just like a toggle, so you can really toggle between all of them. And they also, Google has built that Squoosh app. Have you seen that?
No.
S-Q-U-O-O-S-H dot app is the website. And you can drag and drop images onto there and kind of test out a bunch of different formats and download them. It's just kind of an image optimizer app. That's a great way to see like comparing different formats and everything like that. But that's kind of what we've implemented here in like the assets. Stuff. So,
and that's really exciting to have this already come in. Like traditionally, something brand new like this would come out, and people would ask us about it, and we'd be like, "Yeah, we're checking it out. We're checking it out." And you know, we definitely put it on the list of things to do. I didn't even have time to hear about this before it was already getting put into the app. I'm like, "What? What is happening? What are we adding?" But now when I knew it was going into the assets, I was like, "Okay, this makes good sense. There's always something, some new hotness there." And so it was really cool to hear that this was going in. So I'm curious, like, how did you manage to get this in so quickly? Like, what did we have set up already that made it possible for us to do this?
Well, frequent listeners are aware of like our asset hosting. We did some podcasts on like the fancy URLs and like the image optimization stuff that we're actually able to offer through Cloudflare. So our assets are uploaded to Amazon, and then we serve those through Cloudflare. And that alone just, you know, it helps a lot with just delivering the assets and making sure that, you know, it's not like you're fetching it from across the world, but it you know, local CDNs and all that through Cloudflare help a lot. But Cloudflare also offers a lot of really cool tools for like optimizing what's actually being sent. So it does that for kind of text or typical like website serving website files. But it also helps with images. You can actually run it kind of through Cloudflare's image optimization stuff with like some flags and change the format, change the size, and do all that kind of stuff. So we have a UI built into the asset editor where you can play around with that. You can scale your image down. You can change the quality of it. You can even rotate it. And it's really fun to play around with. But in this latest update, we've added a drop-down under format. Previously, we had an auto format checkbox, which is a really cool way to just save a lot of file size automatically. Basically, when that was checked, if a browser supports WebP, it serves the WebP version, which saves a good amount. Otherwise, it serves the original. It's kind of an invisible little way to optimize your assets. And we still have that available as like an option in the dropdown. But now you can specifically select, like, I want the original format. So don't do anything. That just leaves off all the flags. And you can also force it to serve in WebP now. That wasn't an option before. And you can also still use the auto option. And now you can select the AVIF in there and give that a try.
That's cool. It's nice to have a big range of options like that too, because you get a chance to experiment on top of everything. Especially if you don't exactly know what you want to use, like having the option to switch through the different ones, check out the different results, that's really handy.
Yeah, and I talked a little bit about the picture element, you know, being able to use that to serve different file types to various browsers. So now, you know, that select dropdown can help you like choose the specific ones that you want to build a picture kind of source list for.
Nice. Yeah. So if somebody just picked WebP, what would happen if somebody looked at it in another browser that didn't support it? What would they see?
With AVIF and WebP and basically any image format, if the browser doesn't support it, it just appears as a broken image. Or if it's like the background image, you just don't see anything or whatever. But so the browser has to support it. And that's kind of what's nice about that auto setup is, you know, basically it's only Safari at this point that doesn't support WebP.
Oh, for real? Oh, how about that?
Yeah, the Safari 14, which is coming out at, I think as we're recording this, Apple's doing some announcements on
that's right,
on
all of yeah.
That. But that version will support it, but Safari like 13 and below do not.
Oh, cool! So it's really getting a lot of traction. It's showing up everywhere now. That's cool. Yeah.
Yep. Should be supported everywhere after that.
Yeah.
Practically everywhere.
Well, cool. Yeah. So you had to make a little bit of a change to the asset uploader and stuff like that to bring this in. But I think it's definitely worthwhile. I mean, it's nice to get out ahead of something like this.
Yeah. Well, it was great because we're serving it through Cloudflare, and Cloudflare added the AVIF support at some point. Mm-hmm. So basically all we had to do was start running some tests and then add the support for it. On our end, as far as just making it available in the UI and you know, making sure it was easy to play around with. So that was really great that Cloudflare was so on top of adding AVIF.
Yeah, that's really cool. It's so funny to see it just kind of burst onto the scene like this, you know. but it's great to bring it in. Also, it's been really cool to see how the assets feature has evolved. Like basically, ever since you took over making sure that it had the coolest features, it brought it into the current decade, I think, with the redesign and the update, and it's just been like becoming more and more useful all the time. I'm constantly talking to members who have recently joined CodePen who upgrade like practically right away once they realize what the assets can do. So that's been a big important thing for us on Team CodePen to have this feature that's, you know, getting very close attention, being very carefully maintained, being updated constantly. This type of innovation in it is really fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. Assets, I think, was probably the original reason I upgraded. I was always doing so many 3D pins and all of that. And so like 3D models or like the textures and all that, like, you know, sure, you can use like a third party service or like upload them to GitHub or something like that. But it's such a pain, like, and dealing with cores and all of that was especially difficult because of, you know, drawing it in Canvas in like the WebGL context.
Oh, yeah.
And that was one thing that CodePen assets are like designed to handle. We've always had, you know, a few minor issues with cores here and there. But now, have we gotten a support ticket about
cores? Not about cores. No, because you fixed it.
Yeah. Well, Alex fixed it, to be perfectly clear.
That sounds likely, yeah. But, I know cores has been something he's been battling for basically his entire career. So it was probably very satisfying to get that taken care of. And yeah, we used to, you know, in the earlier days of the asset hosting, there were still a couple of little gotchas that we would have to help people work around that were just, you know, because we have the images themselves and the files are not actually hosted directly on codepen.io, or they weren't, you know. And so we had a bunch of cores trouble there that even when we had the header set correctly and all that, it was still every now and then there'd be a little workaround you'd have to do. And that's annoying. You know, having to show people a workaround is always a letdown because it's much better to just be like, it works. That's it. It works. And so these recent updates and the final slaying of the cores dragon was really great because, yeah, that turns into a reduction in support tickets. It makes people happier and more likely to continue using the service, which is obviously what we want.
Yeah. Well, that's where Cloudflare really came in handy because we could directly manipulate all the headers and make sure that, yes, everything is completely wide open for cores no matter what. And it's also set up so that you don't have like as many issues with like caching and versioning.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that's been an issue we've had in the past. But now we're serving like the proper etag headers so that the browser can check like if the file has changed compared to what's cached. So that's much less of an issue now. Like caching, I don't think you can ever fully overcome.
No, I don't think so. I think that's something that we're all fated to battle forever in this world of web development. But it has been really cool to be able to smooth out some of those rough edges and really make this a much more useful and just, it just works kind of thing. Nothing is better than something just working, especially when you are working with something like web development, which is just loaded with frustrations and weird moments and why isn't this working? And hey, you know, even new image formats. It's like, why have they done this to us? Why do we have another image format? Why must we keep up with this? But the fact is that, you know, having a tool that lets you play with it and lets you experiment with it, that gives you a chance to give some thought into why you might want to use it without having to like deeply commit to it. Like if you could come over to CodePen and play with these new image formats and things like that and just give them a try, it just, you know, it's a learning experience and you figure out, okay, I want this or, you know, it's not really worth the trouble. I'm just going to stick with what I'm using. So I like having that as a feature of CodePen, that ability to play with things. It's like how people can play with preprocessors and try all kinds of different things. It's a playground, an area to experiment. So
yeah, that's where CodePen shines.
Yes. And so it's nice to have new things like this come in. So what do you got next for us? What's happening next?
Oh, way too many things.
Oh, I know, right?
We got great stuff on the horizon.
We sure do. Yeah, we've got a bunch of cool new things planned for the future. And Stephen, of course, is going to be keeping on the assets, keeping them up to date with the latest and greatest stuff. We have in the show notes, we're going to have a link first to Jake Archibald's. Is that an article? I didn't look at it yet.
Yeah,
I have to say. Article. Okay. Jake Archibald's article, but then also, Stephen, you have a pen in here that really shows off all the different types of formats and sizes and all of this. It looks really good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a nice little demo. And we'll throw a Squoosh app in there.
Oh, yeah.
as a link.
Squoosh app. That's a whole bunch of things I'm trying to figure out how to pronounce in this episode. But yeah, if anybody has heard somebody say this out loud who is an authority on the subject, please let us know how you're supposed to say it. Is it AVIF? Is it AVIF? Is it AVIF? You know, tell us what you like. I would have given it a different name, but that's just me.
Yeah, something catchy. I'm sure.
Although, you know, it's got its appeal. Avif. Avif.
Dot small. SMOL.
That'll come next. That'll be the next one. People will be like, hey, CodePen, when are you going to support dot SMOLs? And be like, well, yeah, we'll just throw that in there. I'm going to make sure I'll do it.
Please don't.
Well, you know, if it comes around, you know that's going to be on your to-do list. All right. Well, check it out. That is in Asset Hosting now, and let us know what you think. And thanks a lot for listening, everyone. We will talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Seven, six, zero, three, one, eight.